Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's take a look now at the man President Donald Trump picked this week to be the new chair of the Federal Communications Commission. He's Ajit Pai, and here's a glimpse of how he might run the FCC.
The regulatory underbrush at the FCC is thick. And so to me, we need to fire up the proverbial weed whacker and start removing those rules that are holding back investment, innovation, and job creation.
Pai gave those remarks back in December. He's served as an FCC commissioner since 2012, and we want to focus on one thing in particular, Pai's take on net neutrality. That's the idea that all traffic on the internet, from Google searches to your Netflix binge-watching, should be treated equally. Internet service providers such as AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon would not be able to create fast lanes for certain kinds of internet traffic. Well, the new FCC chair is a critic of net neutrality. So joining me now with his reaction is Hiawatha Bray, tech columnist for the business section of the Boston Globe. Hello, Hiawatha.
Hello again.
All right. So what's your take on Ajit Pai being a critic of net neutrality?
I can't really be all that concerned about it because I'm notorious among, I guess, tech writers in being less than entirely freaked out about the whole net neutrality debate.
Yeah, I'm entirely freaked out about it.
No, but there's a real issue there. There really is. It would be extremely dangerous if we had a situation in which a company like, say, Comcast, which owns NBC, could say, well, we're going to slow down the network service for Netflix because we want you to watch NBC programs instead. That would be a disaster, and there's no way we should be able to tolerate that.
But Hiawatha, before I'm going to just jump in here.
Sure,
this
sure,
is kind of already happening, isn't it? I mean, AT&T is essentially doing something like this for its mobile service when it says, hey, you can have DirecTV content, and it's not going to cost you anything because we bought DirecTV.
No, that is an excellent question because that I'm glad you brought that up. I was coming to that because that is about the first such example of anything like that I've seen out here. And that really is problematic. But one of the things that's striking to me about that is that this is about the first time anything like that has happened. We've been arguing about net neutrality for years now. And people have been very hard-pressed to come up with an example in which one of these networks has actually done this. The real problem, ultimately, is the lack of competition, and we'll come back to that. But let me say, I do want to talk about that AT&T thing, because you're right, it's very problematic. What AT&T is doing is they own DirecTV, and they're saying, we are going to let you, if you have an AT&T cell phone, look at DirecTV on your phone network without it being charged against your data cap,
mm-hmm.
but only if you're looking at DirecTV. And that is really unfair, and I think that is a real problem. You're absolutely right about that.
Well,
the real problem.
Oh no, go ahead. Go ahead, Hiawatha.
And that is an area in which the whole net neutrality issue really is a rubber meets the road issue. You're absolutely right. But this is so striking because it's one of the rare instances in which something like that has actually happened. People have been warning that things like this were going to happen inevitably, and this seems to be about the first major case I've seen where it's going on. The FCC has warned they want to do something about it. Now, would Ajit Pai do something about it? I'm not clear what his plan is. We've got to understand that what he is mainly objecting to is the FCC's deciding to apply a standard called Title II regulation
right.
to the internet. Title II was the law that was passed to regulate the phone system back in the 1930s. Pai, and by the way, I share this with him, is very concerned that that is too onerous and heavy a regulatory burden to be putting on the internet, which has thrived under a very light regulatory regime. Now, the FCC has said we're not going to regulate all the details that Title II allows us to regulate. Like, for example, we're not going to regulate what these companies can charge. We're not going to do rate regulation. But as long as they're under Title II, that possibility exists. I think that there should be a much lighter regulatory regime in which you would have Congress pass a law that would forbid certain specific unfair practices. And by the way, I would add what AT&T is doing with DirecTV. I think that really would count as one of those practices you should not allow.
Well, Hiawatha, so I want to say here that we've got a little bit of tape from Senator Ed Markey. He talked to us back in 2015 about that exact mm-hmm. Title II regulation from the FCC, which you
right.
were talking about. And he told mm-hmm. us he actually sees Title II as a way to protect the internet and its greatest strengths that we have now, to like keep it an open space for innovation and for business, that dynamic internet that we have all come to love. And he said mm-hmm. it would also help particularly small startup companies that are trying to compete with the giant broadband companies.
These rules will bring certainty to the marketplace. Now companies, startups, entrepreneurs, innovators, in garages and dorm rooms will know that their ideas will have a home on the internet instead of having to raise the capital first in order to afford getting high-speed broadband access. They can innovate first, knowing that once they have a product, they can get it out there to 310 million potential customers in the United States.
Doesn't Markey have a point, Hiawatha?
Well, yeah, but I think that returns to the original argument that we were talking about, the idea that all of these companies are waiting for an opportunity to set limits on what small companies can do on the internet, and I just don't see that happening. It wouldn't even make economic sense for them to do this.
You are very optimistic. I do not share your optimism, Hiawatha. I mean,
we're going back to AT&T.
I feel like AT&T is the giant canary in this coal mine.
And you could be right. But my whole point is we've had this internet argument going on now for, well, over a decade. And people, I keep waiting for this nightmare in which giant internet companies are seeking to suppress smaller startups, and it just hasn't been happening. This particular case, however, does raise some real issues, and that's why I have to admit that I'm concerned about what AT&T is doing.
Now, I do want to say one thing, and then now let you make your last point here. I respect and appreciate your libertarian tilt on this a little bit, mm-hmm. but what I wonder is why do we have to wait for the sky to fall before we act? I mean, look, there are a lot of people out there who say the government ought to act right now, the FCC ought to act right now, and make the internet a fully public utility and just say that's what it is, it's a public good and it should be forever, so that we don't have to wait for those big companies to do the unthinkable, as you were saying.
Well, yeah, but my point is that would impose upon the internet a regulatory regime which, as I pointed out, was already originally intended for regulating a natural monopoly, the phone company. And that technology and the technology that we're up against is going to change so radically in the next few years that that's going to make less and less sense. This is what I was about to jump ahead to, and that's the issue of 5G. Right now in Boston today, a company called Starry is testing a technology that's going to allow you to broadcast 100 megabit internet wirelessly to homes. Now, if this turns out to work out, and we're hearing that within the next 5 years or so, we're going to find out whether or not this can work. If it works, the whole net neutrality issue entirely goes away. Because the only reason we're arguing about it is because as long as the internet is delivered through wires, only one or two companies in a given area are going to be a provider. And that really does pose a threat because they could use their monopoly power in dangerous ways. But if a company could come into this city anytime it wanted to, set up transmitters on towers and start delivering broadband to people who wanted it, then there's no way a company could behave in this abusive fashion. You'd have real competition, and the need to regulate the internet as a Title II kind of telephone-type monopoly completely vanishes. I just don't think it's necessary now, and it's certainly not going to be necessary when the newer technologies become available. I think we're potentially hamstringing ourselves by locking in the existing technology and old-fashioned regulation instead of getting ready for the future.
Hiawatha, you are challenging my techno-dystopianism here. Like, it seems like there may be an answer on the horizon.
I just don't think there's that big a problem. That's all I'm saying.
This is why it's so much fun to talk to you, because I always think there's a problem. Well, Hiawatha Bray is the tech columnist for the business section of the Boston Globe. It's always great to have you, Hiawatha. Thanks so much.
Okay, great to be here.